Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Everybody, it's the Secret Show for June 23rd of 2022, and our special guest today is V. Hale.
Yeah, what
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Not as enthusiastic the second
like
time
Friday.
Around.
Oh, well, I mean, I already did that.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying that it was very...
Oh, okay.
Like, compared to how we all lost our minds on the regular air.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean...
Like, the bar was up here.
Yeah, she's letting... Oh, she's really letting down.
I didn't mean to
let you down. I mean, my day's ruined...
But whatever.
So carry on.
That happened today, you know.
Yeah, that was. I just did it.
That's too long ago.
Just a second ago.
Huh, that's weird.
It's already erased. Wow. Women are fun.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah,
keep up the good, hard work.
Right.
Keep it up.
I don't get it.
You set the bar.
I think only Bryn saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it. Were we looking at
double fisting?
Oh, wait, she was like this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yikes, I didn't see that. That's cute, though.
That is.
You wear it well.
It's almost like I can see the... Yeah.
Yeah, I really like to paint the picture.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, with
what? We get used to that being on radio, so we got to, like, people can't really see us, but you guys can see that.
But now
so
I can see you with the hand motion. It's like
I'm milking a cow. What?
Yeah, well, yeah, and they're huge ones, too, by the way.
You're milking two cows.
She can't even get her hands around them, and then they're like...
Milking a cow is like this. Milking two cows is like this.
Why milk one cow when you can milk two?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
God, you love milk. It's shooting right on your face.
It's full of protein.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's hot, you know, when it comes out of the udder. It's a hot milk. It's hot.
Jesus.
Hot.
Milk. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, that's because you've never had milk shot directly into your mouth from an udder.
It's the same for all kinds of stuff being shot out. It's always warm.
Always hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's goats.
Oh,
yeah, goats.
It's usually, like body temperature.
Yeah,
that makes
it's
total
hot.
Sense.
It's like 100 degrees, 90 degrees.
How would you mean? You've never had your own splooge hit your tummy?
Me?
And you'll be like, ow, that's hot.
I've never had splooge hit
who's
tummy.
Talking about splooge? I'm talking
what?
About, I'm talking about milk.
What? Are you like the cleanest splooge?
How do you jack off without, I mean, what are you doing?
You go on your tummy every time?
I didn't say I go on my tummy
every
time.
You got a belly button full of splooge?
No, I've never gone directly on my belly button. I think.
No, I'm not saying you're trying to, but you're shooting
cum. You're flinging it around and excited.
It's either going on somebody else or else.
Or in a little Dixie cup?
Or in like a paper towel or
a sock.
Grab a paper towel. That seems rough.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, tough, you said?
It seems rough.
Oh, rough.
Like the rough surface to wipe your wiener with.
I'm not really wiping. I'm like shooting into it.
Yeah, but then don't you like, isn't there like a string that's attached?
Wait a minute. So let me try and get this straight. Uh-huh. So here you are. Are you seated or are you laying down?
Can we turn Vinny down just a hair? He feels really loud in my ears. Alex?
I've done both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm usually seated, I guess.
Can you turn Vinny down just a hair?
And then how are you doing it that you're... Going on to it, so you stand up and go. All right,
no, you just like kind of cup it, you know. And why is that? That makes total sense.
Oh, you do
that?
Are you talking? You do the block and curl?
Not even block and curl. You can just put it right over the top and just splooge into it.
You put it over the top?
You're saying you wrap your dick in paper towels.
No. When you come on the towel. But you don't have to stand up for that. You don't have to really cover the whole top.
You put the lid on and hope to...
Yeah.
You're a very controlled shooter.
I'm a controlled... Well, the whole thing is planned out. Like
you guys shoot?
Well, it depends on how much, excitement.
Like, what's the furthest you've ever been?
I'll give you an example.
Been like, holy shit, I just hit the ceiling.
Here's an example.
All right.
If you just are trying to get this over with and you're kind of in a rush and you do it, your cum actually kind of dribbles out. It doesn't shoot. If you're super turned on,
I've never seen it just dribble.
If you're super turned on and into it, and even you do a little bit like, I'm close, I'll stop. Oh. I'm close, I'll stop.
Build
I'm
it
close,
up, I'm build stop. Up the pressure.
And well, then you true, finally yeah. just go, pow!
Really?
Then it will shoot.
Volcano.
Shoot out. It's like leave
wad.
Leave at speed and fly.
Oh.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you would never have had that land on you.
Well, if you're ready, because you know when you're about to come, right?
Right.
So it's not a surprise every time.
You get it ready.
Oh, shit, I shot myself in the face again.
Oh, no. Oh, shit, where did that come from?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I should have opened my mouth.
I should try this.
Yeah, I should try and catch that. Damn it, I wasn't ready.
I did have a lot of pineapple. I heard it was sweet.
Jesus. Anyway, how did we end up here?
I don't know.
No idea. Oh, I know why. Because
V-Hale was milking cows.
Right. Took it in the face from two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you guys are.
I'm just a country gal doing my farm chores.
She's a milkmaid.
Productive.
She's just a nice milkmaid.
I'm just trying to make sure everyone has something to drink.
She's awesome.
But especially you, though, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
I'm just gonna speak and I'm holding back.
It's funny how much dirtier the show is. Like, we guess you got dirty, and yet it just doesn't.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I have a question, V-Hale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you are with a lover, like let's say your last boyfriend, and you've been together, I don't know, you were together how long?
That term. My last long term, three years.
3 years. And what would you say is the percentage of times you bone, like let's say you bone, I don't know, 2-5 times a week, whatever the number is, what percentage of the times you bone is anal?
Oh, good question.
I mean, I don't know a percentage.
One out of every 100, years? One out of every 10.
Oh, I don't know. To break it down that way,
once every birthday?
No. We didn't do it like birthdays. Like,
two or three times a year?
Maybe over 3 years, five he got it.
Total.
Oh, five times. So a tiny percentage. Yeah. You probably got it. That's probably like 1% of all the times you guys did it. Yeah, that's not a regular go-to. All right, someone get Aho on the mic. We're gonna need him to get into the Zoom meeting.
The reason I ask you this is because we were talking to Alex yesterday. And he was saying...
We had to drag this out of him, too. It wasn't like he volunteered this. This was just like...
This was a question I
asked. Series of pointing questions. That he partook. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I asked him...
Get on the Zoom. Hold on. Wait till he's on.
Do you do the anal? And he was like, yeah, I'm into it. I like it. And I'm nice. Well, what's the percentage of times when you bone? And I was like, is it 25%? And he goes, well, probably a little more. And I was like, whoa, what, like a third? And he goes, well, I don't know math very well. And I was like, okay, well, it's just more.
I feel like
more.
He said definitely more than 25%.
Oh, no, more than 25%. Yeah. But he didn't know if it was half the time. But he is fully, like, that is what they do. And he likes that better than regular vag sex. He likes that the best.
So the reason
Let him into the
butt.
I'm waiting on him to get in.
Get in already. Hurry up.
Your hostility is making this uncomfortable, Sarah.
I just want him to be on
anyway.
I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, he's in. He's here.
He's in. He turns his camera on.
The reason I'm asking you is because I was curious. I do think that you see anal and porn way more like today than you would have 20 years ago.
That's why men are idiots too, is they think they can just ram a butthole the way they do in porn.
Right.
Oh. It's not how it works.
Right.
Be nice to Alex, V.
No, I wasn't saying that to him. I'm saying to men in general. They watch porn and then they're like,
I feel attacked
really,
already.
Really Hey, there's no time for sensitive sallies, okay? We don't have time for this crap. No, you can't just ram a butthole, dude. It's not.
Well, I'm sure his wife is in, right? She's down.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't just go in like that. Yeah,
I wasn't saying he did. I was saying that's what's wrong with porn.
But I agree with you.
Learn from porn.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it wasn't.
The reason I asked you is because upon asking him, it was a really surprising answer. I thought, well, but that's the young people who've grown up on this porn where that's regular. In many cases, they go right to that. They skip the vagina and go to the butthole.
Well, she wants to stay a virgin for marriage, I guess.
I don't know. I'm surprised by that.
Oh. I'm like, well, now this just got way more confusing. Like weekly, do you throw it in the butthole?
Would you say it's more
daily or more weekly?
Yes. I wouldn't put a number on it, but yeah, possibly. I mean,
weekly.
I hope you shower your woman with gifts because that, my friend. Like, did you read tutorials on how to do this? Like, that's not, I don't want to say that's not normal because there's nothing that's normal. But
yeah,
like,
I think I would say not weekly. I mean, you know, because.
But daily.
No, I would say, you know, the thing is I'm working a lot right now. We're both kind of working. So we do get busy. So we don't.
Oh, yeah. You're busy. So can't throw in the anal. Right. Totally.
When we're
totally
lucky.
Totally relate to that. Yeah.
It's weekly. God. But if we're busy, then we.
Yeah,
just
we got
do
a lot going on. So, you know, it's I feel like
even
when we do.
Even if it's once a month.
That's still a lot.
When that's we get, crazy.
Yeah. When we get action going on, you know, we have a good time. So.
So what, during COVID, there was a
we
lot of
have
anal
a good
then,
time.
Right? You weren't really busy, everyone's working from home.
Fucking we you're speaking of.
During COVID, yeah. I mean, but a lot of just normal, you know, it's not just all that, but yeah, I mean, you know.
Wow. Vinny's hand is up again. This is very surprising.
Alex, can I ask you a question? Are you and your wife looking to ruin all the fun you're having with kids, or have you guys decided you'll just keep having fun together?
I think he said he was trying, that they're sort of trying.
Oh, well, Alex, children aren't born through the butthole. So if that's what you're trying to, you know that, right?
In case you didn't know about
that.
Yeah,
I don't want to make sure you know that, like, you want to finish in the vagina.
Swim across
the if you finish in her ass every time.
Yeah, it's not connected. It's
those,
not connected.
Those die an immediate death.
They're not going to find the egg there.
Right. Contact with shit kills sperm.
Right.
But,
so wrong.
Yeah, no, we do want to have kids. We've been talking about
it. Oh, you're
going to.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You're having so much fun.
You're having so much fun.
You're going to look back and go, what? You know, we are great.
We're not going to rush into it. You know, it's just talking about it. Like, let's get those initial talks at least, you know.
Keep shooting in her butthole. You're doing the right thing.
Yo, dude, what is happening?
Always finish there.
Always.
I want to. Are you reserved, or is this like a, is my wife going to get mad that I'm talking about throwing it in her butt on a weekly?
Yeah.
Because you're holding back a little. Is it awkward?
No, I think, I think, you know, of course, you know, I think about her, you know, a little bit. You know, I don't
want
her to
know?
Be.
Does she know, or you're like, maybe.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobapedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobapedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Maybe she doesn't listen about to the secret show.
I'm assuming she doesn't listen, and yeah, we're not even going
to
tell
her. She hasn't brought it up. He's told so many stories. Every time we mine this shaft, we get a new nugget.
Alex, do you tongue her butthole before you put your penis in, or no, you're not into that?
I don't.
What, anal on a reg and you don't butt munch, dude?
I do. I would. She doesn't like it.
She'll take.
This is weird. A turn.
Yeah. How does she like one and hate the other?
I think one is
literally amazing and the other is all for you.
He said yesterday that she endures, like she's able to tolerate that, and she knows she likes it more because
like
he likes
anal.
It. Yeah, she likes it because he likes it, right?
Yeah, and it's been something we've worked at.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, and I don't want to ruin everything for you, but if you have kids with her, that door is going to close. Because you know what she's been doing? The nice thing for you. And if you're telling me that she doesn't like
you're
that and you're getting it weekly, you're barely going to have sex. She'll be grateful for anything that you can get. And that door, closed, slammed, locked, bolted, barred. There's going to be pieces of wood barred.
You're
going
to say
thing.
To yourself right now, because I did the same thing. Oh, not us.
Not us.
We're fine. No. It's going to be great.
It's
going to
keep on like this.
Right.
I will say she is, the most amazing, chick I've ever known. So, and she's
that's why you married her.
Yeah, of course. So,
haven't been around her as she's sleep deprived, had her vagina ripped to her asshole.
Yes, and then ripped
has
down
a kid
to the asshole,
sucking on her tit day and night. Like she is literally.
Want to fuck her in the ass?
Pretty hostile.
Yeah, I wonder if she'll be down for a quick ass fuck. While this is all going on, I wonder. Just consider
that. You have
that.
To be though. Like, that's not even being like. What did you say, Bryn? What did you call it?
What did I call it? What?
You said, "Wow, that was graphic or something."
Oh, hostile.
That's what
the
women
way you guys
go
were talking.
Yeah,
no, we're just trying
that.
To. We're trying
Brooke
to help.
Is hostile.
Alex, I agree, but, don't. You know.
You know what? I'm looking at him through the camera. I realize I got him right here.
Yeah, he's
in the same room with me. She needs the camera. I don't.
That's fine. You can.
Alex.
Alex is not amused. Alex doesn't look. You know what? He's seeing reality and denying it. He's like, in his head, he's going, nah.
Not me.
Not us.
Well, maybe he loves kids more than he loves the asshole. Who knows?
Oh, well, you do. Right? I mean, you would give it up if it meant your kid's life. I mean, there's almost nothing you wouldn't trade. So, yes, the trade is fair. That's a fair trade.
For some
How old are you, Alex?
35.
Oh. How old's the wife?
Got time.
She's 30.
Yeah, you guys are you're right in that time. Sweet you're spot, right though. Window, you're thinking. Yeah. You're thinking
girl
about
boy.
It.
So, V, you say a handful of times over the course of years, which is kind of where I'm at. I don't.
Yeah, once in a while,
I don't
happens.
Even kind of consider the option
tonight's
regularly.
Special. Yeah.
Not even kind of.
No. No. In fact, the last time I did it where I was like, I was shocked how good it felt. I was on drugs. I was on a lot of the coca, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not in my butt, so it's not a numbing agent there, but it was, for some reason, it was so enjoyable.
Oh,
I was shocked.
Oh.
It was wild.
Huh.
Yeah, I think that there's, maybe the salad tossing with the vibrator on the clit happens fairly regularly, but there's not anal actual... laying pipe
that
into the butthole.
That just sounds delightful.
What? Oh, anal, like tossing the salad
having
with
dude
the
lick your butthole while you got a vibrator going.
Well, that's why. I mean, you've never done that.
Yeah.
That's yeah, really
I'm just
our different
right now,
people.
That sounds oh, yeah. delightful.
We mm-hmm. all like the different
I'm missing
things.
The person for the butthole part, though. Well. Yeah. Anyone want to volunteer for tribute? Or not you guys. People listening. Okay.
My wife won't let me. Darn her.
Alex, before you go into Babyland, anyone? I'm kidding. I meant listeners. God, I'm not talking to you guys.
Yeah, listeners, you know,
that joke got taken way too seriously.
Step up. Scary. Anyway,
you can contact me at. Just kidding. Please don't, because I actually get.
She gets
very
bummed
I'm
out.
Sure,
when
you do.
Yeah, she gets a lot of inappropriate messages. I will say, dude
she says things like this.
I know, but even like, when he, you
yeah,
know,
they fucking mean contacted me.
But look,
you know what? I'm actually. I'm gonna read this.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna read. Well, I don't say please slide into my DMs and be a creepy bastard. This, I hope this guy isn't listening. He scares me. I took a screenshot and then blocked him. Oh, yeah, you've okay. been blocked if you're all listening. Right. He claims to be Sarah's friend, okay?
Okay.
He, in his picture, so, you know what? I shouldn't be mad at
text
if
me
I
to this.
He,
text me this. I want to see if this is actually a friend of mine.
There's no way after what he said to
okay,
me.
Okay, let me hear it.
There's, you know what? Damn it. That's probably not the best that I brought this up and then don't have this on the ready to find it. Anyway,
we've got plenty. We can edit. Right. We've got plenty
it.
Of time.
It's fine.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
So you're telling me this sure? is an inappropriate DM that you got from someone who is claiming to be a friend of mine. I'll let you know if they're my
yeah,
friend or not.
I'm friends with Sarah is how it started out. And then he sent me, I didn't, you know how you can leave it unread.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
By not opening it.
By not opening, but you can mm-hmm. still see it, but they see it as unread. Mm-hmm. So I left it at that. And then he messaged me again. And that's when I was like, I read it to my friend because I'm like, I get creepy things all the time. And you're just like, yeah, it is what it is. Right.
Yeah.
And then
dudes,
my friend was like, no, you really, really need to block this guy. That's because at that point, he's probably like, I don't know.
This is on your Instagram.
Instagram DMs.
Yes. Okay. Yes. On my DMs. Yeah. Damn it. Of course, I can't find it.
You'll find
that's
it.
That's insane. You'll,
maybe because you blocked him. Maybe it's gone because you blocked him.
No, I took a screenshot of it. I
you just take so many photos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do actually.
Did you text it to anyone? Because you could look in that thread.
Well, you should be able to look at screenshots in your photos. Go to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
You go to the files or the, what do they call those?
You mean like?
Yeah, albums.
Like categories albums? In your photos, yeah.
Go to albums.
Let's see.
Scroll down past the visuals where it says media types, and at the bottom will be screenshots.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of 5-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 5-star reviews, family-proof construction and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's amazing.
Media types.
Oh, screenshots of Hawaii. Vinny,
the tech pro.
Apparently I have an insane amount
of screenshots.
I have so many screenshots. Damn. Right. Oh, there's a house I loved. I loved that Jesus. House.
Do you have any questions for Aho, Vin?
While we wait. Nah, because I don't want to ruin it.
Are you looking through the screenshots? No, we're not going to cut any of this out. Unless it gets really
boring. What a bummer. What a bummer.
I'm dying to see.
All right, well, just tell us the gist of it. Tell us what was going on with that.
Well, see, now I can't remember, but it had something to do with, like, I want to please you, which that doesn't sound bad. It's the way he worded it, and that's why I wanted it specifically.
What's his name? Do you remember?
I want to say something. Mike J? Like Walter?
Mike J.
Who's that?
That's the guy that you
that's
were
the guy
hitting,
you were
married
hitting
guy
on.
You were hitting on.
Bottle Rock.
Was like, oh, you never had your ass yet, because I'm going to do that for you. Alex, get back on there. Don't you're not
what
excused.
To him? Why
he left. He doesn't want to.
Was that intentional?
My laptop died.
Oh.
He probably feels dirty after the conversation we just made him had while everyone's listening.
What are you talking about?
Podcast.
He's every man's fucking hero.
He's his dream come
Yeah,
true.
But he seems like the nice guy that doesn't feel that way, I guess is my point. But
Sorry, you can't find it. It's all right. But the bottom line is that, like, people, I think because we talk dirty on here, and it's weird, because this, in a weird way, this is a private conversation that we later share. Like, yeah, it really is kind of a weird thing.
And I assume that someone's hearing it in their real time, and they respond in their real time, and then you get it 6 days later, where you're like, what the
Anyone
out of nowhere
listens? To the radio and is like, I heard her say this on their podcast. Clearly she wants me to DM her and send her a nasty, filthy message in my 70. Fuck you and fuck everyone who thinks that. Why? Because we're sitting here talking about sex. I want you to slide into my DMs and be a nasty piece of shit. No. Those are like the psychos that are like, they're talking right to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Heard you.
Right.
You know the people that
I know
crazy?
You're talking to me.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that person's truly in their own real time going, oh, this is I'm part of this.
Oh no, I'm fully she wants to hear me talking.
That if anyone says, oh, that's like saying, oh, she dressed like that, she was asking for
right.
it, like
exactly.
Just because I'm willing to sit here and have an open conversation.
Yeah, she tempted me and I couldn't stop myself.
Yeah, just, you know, her boobs were hanging out and clearly she wanted me to rip her shirt off.
You're still looking and can't find it, huh?
I know. I'm like so mad. I know for a fact I kept it just in
case. Looks like we're not going to finish in the asshole after all this. We're just going to peter out and it's all over now. Thanks a lot, V. Everything's ruined.
I'll just come in my belly button.
As usual.
Weird. I don't understand had your own that stuff land
that
on you.
How that came up was I was like, I didn't even realize. Well, of course, if you think about it, yeah, it's body temperature, so it's going to be hot. Yeah, but I just never thought about it. I never felt it.
You never heard it called a hot shot or just a hot?
Maybe I have.
Well, a hot shot is also
hot shot is
somewhat ODing.
Oh, I never heard that. But I've certainly taken my share of hot shots. Right,
I'm sure some people out there who are listening come into napkins too.
Sure.
I'm not saying I don't either. I'm just saying you've masturbated every day of your life for 20.
Not every day, but
whatever. Uh-huh. Since you're 10. It's most likely you'd have had some land on you.
Like when you were first figuring it out, you didn't like be like, oh, whoopsie, because you guys have no control.
Maybe I have touched it or felt it and just, I didn't think, oh, this is warm. Maybe I'll just get this goo off. Wash it off.
I'm picturing Bryn's bedside table, and it's got one of those like municipal style napkin dispensers. You know, like you'd see in a diner.
Oh my god!
You know, he just grabs a few of those and has them all ready to go. Like a little.
This can happen when you're having sex or getting a blowjob too. Because it's body temp, you can have what would be called, I don't know, what do they call those? When someone jumps on a ship and they don't pay,
Oh, a stowaway?
Yeah, you get a stowaway cum spot because you're like, you don't even feel it. And then later on, you're like, what the fuck? I got a sticky splotch right here.
Yeah, that
scaly.
May have happened.
Okay, guess, well, that happened.
Stowaway?
It just didn't come to mind. It's
a barnacle.
You got a splooge stowaway.
It's spermical.
If it has happened, it's very rare and, you know.
Oh. Well, this has been so fun. Oh, my God. I just, boy, this show gets funner every day for me. I love it. Vihil, you're a delight as always.
You come back on the show in 2 weeks with this tax. We're going to all be waiting.
Yep. No, I'll find it. I'll find
it. No, you won't. Send your... the end.
Yeah, okay.